I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Watchmen presents two great challenges, getting your mind around it and getting your head out from under it. The first comes as no surprise, given the source material. The graphic novel by Alan Moore and Dave Gibbons is a work of uncommon complexity, and the director, Zack Snyder, has been downright reverential in moving great dollops of the book to the big screen. The second is essential to sustaining your sanity. Unless you're heavily invested in the novel's flawed superheroes, its jaundiced take on heroism, and its alternate vision of American history, watching Watchmen is the spiritual equivalent of being whacked on the skull for 163 minutes. The reverence is inert, the violence noxious, the mythology murky. The tone is grandiose and the texture is glutinous. It's an alternate version of The Incredibles minus the delight. Zack Snyder's previous film, the violent Spartan morality saga 300, put live actors in computer-generated sets. This new film uses physical settings, too, and it's all to the good. The production as a whole is impressive. Still, the martial arts, along with some crucial special effects, are inelegant, to say the least. But elegance isn't Zack Snyder's bag. A certain sort of impact is. Watchmen establishes him as Hollywood's reigning master of psychic suffocation. A camera store owner in Everlasting Moments tells a winsome customer, not everyone is endowed with the gift of seeing. He's flirting with her, of course. This is Sweden at the turn of the 20th century, when feelings can barely be expressed. But he's also telling the truth. The shy young wife and mother, Maria Larsson, has discovered her gift through a little folding camera that she won in a lottery. This exquisite film by the Swedish master Jan Troll is about seeing clearly and fearlessly. It's also about subdued passion, the birth of an artist and a woman's struggle to live her own life. Maria is a country girl from Finland and an unlikely vessel for feminist stirrings. She's played by the Finnish actress Maria Heiskanen, who is precise to the point of austerity and quietly astonishing. Maria's volcanic husband, Siegfried, is a dock worker, boozer, womanizer, and occasional wife-beater who's jealous of his wife's camera, as well he might be. And as you might expect of a movie that's entranced with photography, Jan Troll's camera, like Maria's, captures remarkable images. A streetcar looming out of the fog on a snowy night, a violinist serenading a dog, a child venturing onto an icy lake and then disappearing in a mist. The story covers a lot of ground gracefully. Self-discovery, domestic violence, labor strife, the slow climb up from poverty, and against heavy odds, the emergence of love. The mood is often meditative and the rhythms are sometimes slow, but if you watch closely, you'll see that the filmmaker takes life in just as Maria does, with darting, piercing glances. While his narrative structure seems stately in comparison to commercial productions that clamor for attention at every moment, his work within individual scenes is as lively as it is laconic, time sliced thin into kinetic snapshots. And why shouldn't Everlasting Moments take as much time as it needs? It isn't set in the digital age when gratifications are instant, but in the bygone days of photographs on film, when things developed slowly. I'm Joe Morgenstern, and I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.